Hello, beautiful. You are listening to Mind Body Clarity. I am Amber Price, and I help women just like you reclaim your personal power by developing your intuition so that you can align authentically to a lifestyle that you create and design through empowered choices. I am going to share tips and strategies to help you live in alignment with your authentic self and feel empowered to make decisions with clarity. Let's go.
All right, psychic messages for January. This month is going to be all about clarity. Now, don't forget to take what you want and leave the rest, and also wait until the end of the month to decide what actually happened for you, because you do not know what's going to happen until the end of the month when it's actually now in the past. So allow yourself to be open and easy on yourself during this month, because you are going to be flooded with clarity. Clarity is the name of the game this month. It is about understanding what you want, how to create it for yourself, and how to get there, how to get to those goals. So you're going to be really faced with opportunities and people that are going to be put into your path that is going to inspire you to want to co-create your experience and also create a human experience for yourself that you desire, because this is about desire. Like, you are going to simplify things. We talked about that, right? 2024 is about simplifying. And then you're going to see the clarity through that this month. But it's about creating a life of desire. And this month, you're going to have people that are going to come in and inspire you to really create something that you want. And when these people come in, they're actually having the things that you wanted, but you didn't think that you could get. Or they are doing things that you've always wanted to do, but you didn't think you could. Or they have traits and attributes that you admire, that you find that you want, but sometimes you feel like it's too hard with life the way that it is to actually activate those things. So they're going to come in and offer you the opportunity and inspiration to really start to see that it is possible to achieve your desires, and it doesn't take too long, and you are not out of time. You have not gotten too old. It is not too late. This month is going to remind you of all of those things. I feel like for education and employment, like career and work, the message is that we are looking at expanding. So it's a very expansive energy this month. It's about, I'm going back to school, or I'm learning a new skill, or I'm learning a new hobby, or I want to try a new job, or I want to advance within my current organization, or I want to expand within my business. So there's a lot of movement here in terms of creating yourself to get to the next level. So that's work, but it does include education piece this month as well. So there is this like having to learn, because you can't get to the next place until you're willing to actually learn what it takes to get there, or learn what you need to know for when you get there. So clarity is coming through the desire, but also through the knowledge and wisdom to get to the next space. And that in fact will affect your finances. So for finances for this month, it's actually still holdover from last month's energy. So you've either gone into pure intentionality and purpose with your finances, or you went the opposite way and you tilted the scales. But depending on where you are, you're still staying in that vibe. So for finances, you're looking at being really intentional still, or cleaning up from what's been happening when you lost the balance there. So So in clarity comes actual healthy eating and clean eating this month. So in January, there's a lot more of intentional, healthy, clean eating, more fruits, more vegetables, more whole grains, more proteins, more, it doesn't even have to be organic, but if it is organics, I also see where people are getting vitamins and minerals tested in their body. Like maybe you're doing your, your dental appointments and your medical physicals and things like that. But this, it all kind of ties in because I feel like it's about eating cleaner and being healthier and creating a space for yourself where you can cultivate a state of clarity because you are coming from a space of health and balance and awareness. And because of that, you will have that clarity there. And it will amplify. And the more you do it, and the more you're able to maintain that state of clean eating or healthiness or wellness, the easier it becomes, obviously, because, you know, the more you do something, the less it is that you have to force yourself to try to do it. But also then you're going to be able to sustain that for a lot longer. It's about releasing fear this month too over your body changing. When we have weight that we need to lose, it is very difficult to see your body changing. So sometimes we self-sabotage by stopping the healthy eating, by stopping the exercise, by stopping the things that are helping us achieve it because we either don't believe that we're good enough or what if our body gets to the spot where I've got it as good as I can get it and it's still not good enough and people judge me or people are going to question how come I'm losing weight or going to make comments on my body. So be aware of that for yourself and others this month because people are trying to make healthy changes. They do not need to talk about them to you and you don't need to talk about them to others. All that needs to happen is people just need to support each other silently until they're asked. Don't insert yourself into it. We don't even need to say if someone gets a haircut, oh, you got a haircut. Or, oh my God, you're losing a lot of weight. Or, are you sick? Are you healthy? Are you doing, what are you doing? Why? Why are you changing that? These are some of the things that people say to others. So can you feel the energy when I said those words? Or like, can you feel that stick to you? So think about it. Be intentional with the things that you're saying. Only comment on somebody's progress if you're asked to. Because that in turn can pivot their journey, right? Like if they feel like, okay, they're holding on by a thread and now someone's questioning how come they're making these changes, it might just be enough for them to not want to continue. And that's within their own journey. But January is going to be big for this. So if people around you or you are trying to make positive lifestyle changes, keep it to yourself. Let the experience happen. And let it unfold. Like we all know we can see it happening. We don't need to talk about it. We don't need to comment on it. We just need to be present and accounted for when we are called to participate. That's it. That's all. That's it. So now having said that, I'm sorry, I just want to go back for a second because they're showing me again the minerals and vitamins. So go into your healthcare practitioner and professional and getting some of those things tested. Also like the pH balance of your body, because I feel like they're showing us that with the changes that have been happening biologically, things are changing within you and you want to stay up on that so that you are going to have the best chance for success of being healthy, being balanced, being well. And so if something is off, you want to be able to know what to do in order to kind of keep it balanced. Now, oh boy, this is big. Okay, so in terms of fertility, actually, they're showing me that there's a co-creation. So between now and April, there's going to be a lot of fertility. Like there's, I don't know what you call it, but like way more pregnancies or way more people coming into human experience in a shorter period of time. Now, what I'm thinking is they're showing me conception between January and April. So of course, we might not be until the end of 2024, beginning of 2025, where we're actually seeing this happen. But there looks to be where there's going to be a lot of pregnancies and a lot of humans being born.
You just listened to Mind Body Clarity with Amber Price. Thank you for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's topic, please rate it and share. See you next time.